pancakes.
Do you have different kinds? They're made out of wheat?
Yeah, made out of wheat flour. And
everything made out of anything other?
Yeah, you make them out of cornmeal. Mm-hmm. Same way.
Call them pancakes too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much, what did you keep flour in?
We had a bin, a flour bin in the kitchen cabinet.
How much would that hold?
That would hold approximately, I'd say 50 pounds at a time. Maybe more, I don't know.
And what do you call the different parts of an egg?
We call it yellow and white.
And, eggs are fixed different ways. You have fried eggs, for one. What are some of the other kinds?
Fried eggs, scrambled eggs, poached eggs, boiled eggs. That's about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What kind of, what do you call the pork you put up in Lynx?
We never did put it up that way. It'd be sausage.
Uh-huh. You never took the guts and stuffed them?
No, we never did that.
The day that you'd shoot hogs and cure hams and so on, what would you say you do to the meat? When you prepare it, when you cut up the animals?
Well, of course, all we used to say was we cut up the hog, we cut him up and ground sausage and render lard,
uh-huh,
and salt the meat all one day.
Well, the man who, who does the cutting is what? Especially in a packing house or maybe in a grocery store that has a meat counter.
Well, yeah, he'd be the butcher in the grocery store.
Now, meat that gets bad, maybe gets mold on it or something, you'd say that meat is what?
Spoiled.
Would you say the same thing about butter when it gets strong?
Yeah.
Would you say butter is spoiled?
Butter is strong or spoiled.
Any other term?
Uh-uh.
Rancid?
No.
What are some of the different things you could make out of out of hogs when you butcher them?
Make sausage, mincemeat, souse.